Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Sports timer.
I know.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jimmy's from Bradford. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
And as I understand it, your 11-year-old son Jimmy is in the car with you. Is that correct?
He is. He's right next to me.
Is it his first?
He's going
to.
I'm sorry, go
ahead. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi. Hey. They told me not to be on speaker, so he can't hear you.
Okay. All right. Is it his first day of school today?
No, it's the second week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely take us off speaker. Dan, producer Dan was right. I'm sorry. I screwed that up.
Just trying to do my job.
I know. All right, here we go. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you can win yourself $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,882 wins, only 241 losses, and she is now over in that studio. She cannot hear any of these questions. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. U.S. soccer star Carly Lloyd paid tribute to the Philadelphia Eagles after scoring a recent goal against Portugal. She did the Fly Eagles Fly celebratory flap and dance. True or false? The Eagles are the most recent team to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
That is true.
Question number two. Shawn Mendes was asked if he's in love, and he kind of confirmed his relationship with Camila Cabello, but he says he can't talk about it because there's another person involved. Name the song they currently have out together. Ask Jimmy.
What you got, little Jimmy?
Not about that gossip. I didn't listen.
He's not about that gossip, he says.
I will pardon us.
Lil Jimmy is not about that gossip.
I'm not about that tea, Carson.
All right, question number three. Kevin Hart suffered some serious back injuries when his Plymouth Barracuda ran off the road and landed in a ditch. Which 2016 movie did he star in alongside The Rock that filmed here in Boston?
Central Intelligence.
He's about that movie life.
Oh. That was in unison.
He's about that one of his favorites.
Question number four. J-Lo asked Ruth Bader Ginsburg for marriage advice, and RBG said it helps to be a little deaf. RBG is, of course, a justice on the Supreme Court. How many judges make up the Supreme Court?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's 16.
Yeah, 16. It has to be 16.
Question number five. Charlie Sheen is 54 years old today. What was the FX show Charlie starred in? After
Two and a Half Men.
After he was fired from his gig from Two and a Half Men.
Oh, no, I jumped the gun there.
Premature answer.
Yeah. Show after.
Yep.
Oh, come on, Charlie Sheen. You don't even know who Charlie Sheen is.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. All right. Let's get Kennedy back.
It's like, come on, son.
I love Jimmyception having it in the car. Jimmy squared.
Yes. All right. Yeah. What do you got? Two out of five right for the Jimmys, Kennedy.
One for each of them.
Yes, exactly. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
U.S. soccer star Carly Lloyd paid tribute to the Philadelphia Eagles after scoring a recent goal when she did the Fly Eagles Fly celebratory flap and dance, Kennedy.
Huh?
The Eagles are the most recent team to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. True or false?
True.
It is true. They are a garbage city.
Garbage team. Garbage city.
Question number two. Shawn Mendes was asked if he's in love, and he kind of confirmed his relationship with Camila Cabello. Kennedy, name the song that they currently have out together.
Senorita.
Senorita. Unfortunately, Jimmy, too, is not about that gossip life.
Kennedy is all about that gossip.
He said, sure. I'm not about that gossip.
He's not here for lunchroom shenanigans at school, either.
2-1. Question number three. Kevin Hart suffered a serious back injury when his Plymouth Barracuda ran off the road and landed in a ditch. Which 2016 movie did he star in alongside The Rock that filmed here in Boston?
Central Intelligence.
That is correct.
Fanny pack. Fanny pack.
Off. 3-2. Question number 4. J-Lo asked Ruth Bader Ginsburg for marriage advice, and RBG said it helps to be a little deaf. RBG is, of course, a justice on the Supreme Court. How many judges make up the Supreme Court?
Nine.
Yes.
Nine times.
Yes.
Gotta have an odd number, you see there.
Yeah, they said, did they say 16?
16.
Yeah, it's a lot. That would be a lot of justices. Cool. And a lot of fights.
It's a lot of old people in robes.
4-2, question number 5. Charlie Sheen is 54 today. What was the FX show Charlie starred in after he was fired from his gig on 2.5 Men?
Anger Management.
Anger Management. Woo! Is correct.
You didn't lose a step in Turks and Caicos, huh?
I stayed up all night finding out what happened while I was gone.
5-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Jimmy's. You did not get the win, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Marina is going to be September 13th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. You will be there for that show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, this is Jimmy from Bradford, and I cannot beat Kennedy, even with the help of little Jimmy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
And I can't beat you? Kennedy.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Good. I love it.
Tried to hold the fort while you were
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, brought to you by our friends at Cumberland Farms. Kristen is from Hopkinton. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Kristen teaches the fifth grade, Kennedy.
Oh, ooh. I could not do that. Not for all the danger, I know.
Classes start tomorrow.
Oh,
they do.
It's just that weird sort of year where everything's
like,
changing.
It's like 3 months worth of Sunday scaries just in one night.
It's a lot of Axe body spray and facial hair starting to
There's
come in.
There's a lot, yeah.
So this is deodorant. Learn it, use it.
I think that's like third grade they start to learn that one, though. Hopefully by the time they get to fifth grade.
I remember the talk in fifth grade.
Really?
So clearly. That's when DARE started.
Yeah.
Do you keep like extra things of deodorant in the classroom?
Ew. We do, just in case. You gotta be ready.
Do you keep wine in your desk? Because I would.
Yes. No.
You know what? I guess I have all those things in my desk, too, so I guess I'll be quiet.
Wine and deodorant?
Yeah, no, people come to me. Kennedy, do you have any? Always in the top drawer, whatever you need.
Kristen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy stepped out of the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Kennedy with 2,883 wins, 241 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Selling over 867,000 copies in its first week, which artist released their new record, Lover, to the highest opening week sales since 2017?
Taylor Swift.
Question number 2. We've all heard of Taco Tuesday, but one superstar athlete has been going viral lately due to their love for the taco celebration, so much so that they're now attempting to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday. Is it LeBron James, Tom Brady, or Serena Williams?
LeBron James.
Question number 3. Joaquin Phoenix's new Joker movie received an 8-minute standing ovation at the end of the Venice Film Festival. What is the name of the Joker's girlfriend who sometimes appears in the DC universe?
Harley
Davidson.
Something Harley J? No. Something like that. Harley, I think that's the best I got.
Question number 4. With fall unofficially kicking off this week, it's starting to look like pumpkin spice season.
No.
Which major coffee company started the pumpkin spice latte craze when they created the flavor?
Starbucks.
Question number 5. 7 years ago today, actor Michael Clark Duncan passed away. Duncan played John Coffey in this 1999 film, also starring Tom Hanks. Name the film.
I'm not sure what that one is. Let's guess Big.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
It took a stab.
Not a good one, though.
No. No, that wasn't even the same decade.
Yeah, it was really bad. All right, Kristen got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
3 out of 5. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. Selling over 867,000 copies in its first week, which artist released their new record, Lover, to the highest opening week sales since 2017?
Wow, who could that be? It's such a mystery. Taylor Swift.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. We've all heard of Taco Tuesday, but one superstar is such a fan, he is attempting to trademark the phrase. Is it LeBron James, yes. Tom Brady, or Serena Williams?
LeBron James.
Taco Tuesday belongs to all of us.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Dan.
Tied to two, question number three. Joaquin Phoenix's new Joker movie received an 8-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
Oh, so excited.
Me what too. Is the name of the Joker's girlfriend who sometimes appears in the DC universe?
Harley Quinn.
Not Harley Davidson. That is
no.
No, I'm kidding.
That was Dan.
3-2, question number four. With fall unofficially kicking off this week, it's starting to look like pumpkin spice season.
Ugh.
Which major coffee company started the pumpkin spice latte craze when they created the flavor?
Starbucks?
That is true.
About to get basic.
So basic.
4-3, question number five. 7 years ago today, Michael Clark Duncan passed away. Duncan played John Coffey in this 1999 film, also starring Tom Hanks.
Green Mile.
Green Mile is correct. Wow.
I'm tired, boss.
I was waiting for one of you to do it.
5-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank
Kristen,
you.
I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets to see of Monsters and Men September 8th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kristen from Hopkinton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Gita is from, I don't know where Gita is from. Did you find out, Dan? Other than Beth Israel?
She's a doctor at Beth Israel. That's where she's going now. That's all I know.
Good morning, Gita. How are you?
From Marlboro.
From Marlboro.
Thank you. How are you?
Of course, Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. What is your specialty, doctor?
I'm in internal medicine. So like adult general medicine.
And you listen to us?
I do.
Well, sometimes you need some stupid
every
before
morning,
you go on and get serious.
Doctor? Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor?
What's your victor vector?
Different movie, but okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
What was Doctor? What was that
Spies
one?
Spies Like Us.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
You're
I thought
doing
you were,
Airplane.
I was doing
that's
Airplane.
That's a completely different other thing. But
sorry.
That's okay. That's
fine.
You're mixing your metaphors.
But I applaud you for even knowing one of them. Mm. That's big.
That doesn't happen very often.
This is why we didn't play Can't Beat Carson.
Hey!
I'm over here giving you compliments. You're taking a dig at me. Thanks, Dan. Will
that's
you kick Kennedy out of the studio,
works.
Please,
that's
Doctor?
That's the show.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy with 2,884 wins, only 241 losses. You tie, you lose. Question number one. Police were called to a popular fast food restaurant chain in Houston after an armed person rushed the store because they were out of the new chicken sandwiches. Which store just came out with a new chicken sandwich?
Popeyes.
Question number two. Which local sports team just had a new ice cream flavor created in its honor named Dough Your Job?
The New England Patriots.
Question number three. The Girl Scouts are the second largest cookie company in the country behind Oreos. Thin Mints are obviously the Girl Scouts' most popular cookie. What is second?
Maybe the Samoas, the caramel ones.
The best ones.
Question number four. This ultra beer maker is paying for a couple's wedding after they took engagement photos posing with their favorite beer, and the picture got retweeted over 95,000 times. Which beer maker makes ultra?
Michelob.
Question number five. Someone caught video of Kanye West where it looks like he's picking his ears and then eating whatever came out of it.
It's so gross.
I believe it. It seems like the type.
Yeah.
Which city is Kanye West from?
Chicago.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Gita, you are a wrecking ball. Right. I saw it all doctoring over there.
Where did you get your doctorate from, Gita?
From UMass in Worcester.
Kennedy?
Yo.
Dr. Gita got 5 out of 5. Correct.
Wow.
It's a prescription for a can of whoop-ass.
Been sitting on that one for a while, haven't you?
Nope, just popped in. Had to get it out of my brain.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's do it, Kennedy. These are pretty tough. Question number one. Police were called to a popular fast food restaurant chain in Houston after an armed person rushed the store because they were out of their new chicken sandwiches. Which store just came out with the new chicken sandwich?
Popeyes.
That is correct,
Kennedy. Don't tell me that because it adds to the suspense.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It's all right.
I was on vacation
last
week.
We got your back.
Question number two. Which local sports team just had a new ice cream flavor created in its honor named Dough Your Job?
The Patriots.
Question number three. The Girl Scouts are the second largest cookie company in the country behind Oreos. Thin Mints are obviously the Girl Scouts' most popular cookie. What is second?
I'm going to say it's the Samoa or Caramel Delight, depending upon wherever your
region.
Thank you.
Question number four. This Ultra beer maker is paying for a couple's wedding after they took engagement photos posting with their favorite beer, and the pictures got retweeted over 95,000 times. Which beer maker makes a beer called Ultra?
Annie, did I miss something? Michelob Ultra.
Listen, did that happen
in the Turks?
I never want to get married, but if I do, this is happening to me.
That's your dream wedding.
Yes.
Question number five. Someone caught video of Kanye West where it looks like he's picking his ear and then eating whatever came out. Which city is Kanye West from?
Chicago.
All right. So question number one.
Is that a medical thing, eating the wax that comes out of your ear, doctor?
You said Popeyes was correct. Kennedy, you said the Patriots.
I did.
Good guess. Carmel Delights or Samoas, yes. Michelob, yes. And Chicago, yes, that is correct.
That is 15, people. Ooh,
nice job, Kennedy. Nice job.
Coming back strong.
I'll be a mess tomorrow, don't worry.
Here's the deal, doctor, though, because it's not my money. It belongs to our boss, Sal. Whenever somebody gets 5 out of 5 correct and ties Kennedy, I give them the money. So you got yourself $100?
Because you know who needs $100? A doctor.
You'd be surprised.
Right.
You also have a pair of tickets to see David Byrne's American Utopia, an experience unlike anything else, and marks a major cultural milestone in the worlds of music and theater, performing at the Emerson Colonial Theater September 11th through the 28th. You enjoy the cash and the tickets, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Judah from Marlboro, and I can tie Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.